Turning now to Africa, tin exports from Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo are back up despite the threat of United Nations sanctions and pressure from rights campaigners linking the trade to local conflicts. Some mineral buyers in the eastern Kivu provinces had halted purchases of tin ore, cassiterite, in January after UN reports linked traders there to the Rwandan Hutu Democratic Forces of the Liberation of Rwanda rebels. Critics say the mineral trade is helping fuel one of the world's bloodiest conflicts, which has already killed some 5 million people and displaced millions more. CAFOD has been working in the area since 1995 to help support those people affected by the violence. We spoke to Pascal Palmer, Advocacy Media Officer for CAFOD, about some of the projects underway in the area.
One of the projects that CAFOD and Caritas have been working on over the last few months that we think is really important is this thing called listening rooms. And it's where women who have had the psychological trauma of being raped as a weapon of war have a chance to be together, have a chance to share their stories, and at the same time the chance to learn a skill which hopefully is a catharsis in itself, along with the talking, along with the community of being with others who've understood their experience. And when they're strong enough to move away from that community, being able to have a skill that can earn them some money. So in Goma, I saw a group of 15 women who come together periodically to talk about what's going on in their lives, to share their stories of having been held, having been raped. And the power of being within that group of women is incredibly life-affirming, to hear the stories of these women who'd been through such terrible things and yet were so strong.